I'm an addict. My name is Lisa. Hey,
Lisa.
And I feel real love. And I'm nervous. Scared to death. But it's okay, though, because I'm clean today. And I know with the help of you people that I can get through anything, you know. My clean date is February 2nd, 1988, and I haven't found it necessary to use since that time, and it's only, I know, you know, by the grace of God and you people that I'm still here today. And truly nothing is out of order with Lisa. You know, my God is working and right on time, all the time. You know, he doesn't make any mistakes. And, you know, just to tell you a little bit about me and qualify myself. You know, I was an only child. I came from a pretty nice family. You know, and I know today that the disease was, you know, in my family. But I was sheltered from that, but I was, I have never, you know, liked who I was. You know, I was always trying to be something that I wasn't or somebody. And, as a direct result of that, I started using at a very early age. And, you know, it took me some places, you know, that I didn't want to go. But, you know, I had a disease. I was addicted. And, you know, I mean, I accomplished some things. I don't know how, you know, just through the help of a supportive family and never giving up on me. You know, I did accomplish some things in my life. And, you know, I moved to Washington in 1985. And I was, you know, almost at the end of my road, you know. And I don't know, when I got clean, before I got clean and when I was trying to get clean for a whole year. Initially, it started in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, and but I would go to meetings high, you know, and that was my first introduction to Narcotics Anonymous. Prior to that, I knew nothing about any 12-step program, especially Narcotics Anonymous, you know. But I went there, you know, and I was high, and I continued to go there, you know, and the people didn't turn their back, you know, like they did, you know, in the crack house when you don't have no more money, get out, you know what I'm saying, and they don't want you to do nothing else for them. You know, they say, get out. And, but, you know, these people didn't tell me that, and I was high, and, you know, and I raised my hand and told them, you know, that I wanted to stop using, but I didn't know how. And, you know, they encouraged me to keep coming back. And I did. You know, I didn't go every day or all the time, you know, but when I took somebody's package or, you know, took a vicious ass whipping, you know, then I would run either to Norfolk or Baltimore. You know, I had some relatives in Baltimore. And, you know, they would immediately take me to meetings, you know, and they would tell these people, you know, that she needs some help, you know, and please, you know, help her. And, you know, but like I said, you know, I got clean and haven't found it necessary to use since February 1988. And that's, you know, and it was through H&I, you know, that I finally, you know, I guess was, open for the message of hope, you know what I mean? And that was freedom from active addiction, you know, that I didn't have to use even if I wanted to. You know, and I don't know, I just, you know, always just have to talk about this woman. You know, she came and she, you know, brought the message, the Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and, you know, we more alike than different. You know what I'm saying? Because when I got out of detox, they say get in somebody's hip pocket. You know, and I got in this woman's hip pocket, you know, and I've been there ever since. You know, and we have been through so much together, you know, and I'm forever grateful. You know what I'm saying? Because she allows me to be who I am, crazy, self-centered, inconsiderate, you know, and all of them things, you know, but the flip side of that, through working the steps with a sponsor, you know what I'm saying? I'm a loving and caring individual, and sometimes the caretaking will take over, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how to draw the line, you know what I'm saying? I just go into a control mechanism, and you're going to do what I want you to do, and that shit ain't real, you know what I'm saying? I got to allow people to be where they are. You know, I came in here married. My husband and I used together. And, you know, I left him after I got here. And I remember, you know, when I was new and I was in a meeting, relationship meeting. Meeting still going on 13 years later. And they were, people were saying, you know, somebody using, leave them, and you ain't supposed to be in a relationship. All that, you know, and I was confused. I didn't know what, you know. Anyway, I grabbed Pamelita after the meeting, you know, and I was telling her, you know, my situation. And she said, baby, you got to do what you need to do for you. You know, don't let anybody tell you what you need to do for you, Lisa. And so I did, you know, I mean, it took a little time, you know, because I was fearful, I was afraid, because I'm the type of addict that has always, like I said, I was my mother's only child, you know, she gave me everything she could. You know, I have always wanted an easier, softer way, you know, and y'all told me there is no easier, softer way, Lisa. You know, do the work. And so I did, you know, like I said, you know, I separated and, you know, but I continued to go to meetings and I stayed clean and people walked me through it and, you know, and I got through that situation. And, you know, a couple of years later, you know, and the man was still using, you know, through all of this, we got back together. Anyway, we had two children, you know, and 5 years later, you know, it was the same situation. You know what I mean? We just not the same people. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay today. And that took a lot of work. Believe me, because I want to, you know, I want to be angry and I want to lash out and I want to, you know, but it's nobody's fault. You know what I'm saying? We got two children and we raising the children together and, you know, we not together, but we doing our children together, and that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to take the children and leave, and I don't want them to see them, and you know what I'm saying? That's what the disease would have me to do. You know, but they have a good father, and he loves them, and they love him. You know, and nothing is out of order. You know, because through working the program, and that's the steps with a sponsor, you know, I have did a lot of changing, you know, and I've just, you know, continually surprising myself, you know, because here's a individual that never, you know, have never felt good about who she was, you know, and afraid to stand up for Lisa, you know what I'm saying? And what she believed in, and just believing, you know, that I'm a good person, and I deserve the best. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got to settle for nothing less. You know, but that took a lot of work for me to get to that point, you know, and allowing people to be where they are and who they are and loving them in spite of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what people do for me. You know what I'm saying? They don't judge me, or even if they do, I can't feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't treat me any differently. They're available for me anytime I call on them. You know what I'm saying? They're there for me. And, you know, and I'm just forever grateful, like I said, you know, but I don't know, when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, you know, they said get in service, you know, and that's how I met a lot of people in the beginning, you know, through service work, you know, and it will keep you clean, you know what I'm saying, through having a home group somewhere where you go every week, and the people know you, and if they don't see you for a week or 2 weeks, you know, they call in your house, leaving messages, what's up, Lisa, you okay? You know, and then I had, you know, a great period in there, you know, after I had my children. You know what I'm saying? I stopped going to meetings regularly. And, you know, a friend of mine told me, Lisa, you can get addicted to not going to meetings. You know what I'm saying? And that is true. I have lived it. You know what I'm saying? And I was miserable. Oh, my God. I wanted to have, I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. You know what I'm saying? I was so miserable. You know, because there's some power in these rooms. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get that power staying home reading the book or talking on the telephone. You know what I'm saying? I got to be here. I got to be involved in Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I'm saying? I just can't believe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still here 13 years later. You know, that thing is powerful. It's amazing. You know, because I was an addict that loved to get high. You know what I'm saying? I like to change my mood. Because I didn't like who I was. And I didn't want to feel it. You know, and so I just can't say enough about Narcotics Anonymous and what it has done, you know, for this addict, you know. But the last 2 years, you know, I have come back and start going to meetings regularly. You know, I have a home group. You know, I have a sponsor. You know, I'm in service. You know, and I have some women in my life, you know, they think enough of me and my recovery, you know, to ask me to help them, you know, and wow, I just, I'm overwhelmed, you know, and I just, like I said, I can't say enough about it, you know, and then I just got all these women, you know, in Virginia, Baltimore, you know, everywhere, you know, there's, that cares about me, you know, and I never had this kind of love from people that wasn't related to me, directly related to me, blood related, you know what I'm saying, to stay in my life like I have had relationships in Narcotics Anonymous, consistent, positive relationships, you know, with men and women, you know, and with that, I'm going to keep coming back.
Thank you, Lisa.
And now for our second speaker, we'll have Frankie L.
Which one I talk about? This one. Hi, family. I'm Frankie, and I'm a God-gifted recovering addict. And it's a great honor and a pleasure to be here. And the three basic needs for life is love, security, and acceptance. And ain't nothing out of order, so could you turn to the left or the right of you and tell the person next to you that you love them? I don't care if their breath smell. I don't care if their feet stink. I don't care if they grin. I just don't care, but ain't nothing out of order. Nothing's out of order of Narcotic Anonymous. Not one single thing is out of order in Narcotic Anonymous. Nothing out of order in Never Alone. I don't care if you shot dope. I don't care if you smoke crack. I don't care if you sniff socks. You at the right place. Ain't nothing out of order. It's a great honor and a pleasure to be here. This year, by God's grace, I'll be celebrating 17 years. Right. Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. And to God be the glory. I got a call one night and they asked me to do a topic, and they had, you know, they doing this Narcotic Anonymous thing getting big. So they had a whole big list. Said, we got about 20, Frankie, 20 of them. I said, okay, well, shoot. And she said, well, the first one is, ain't nothing out of order. I said, that's it. Because in Narcotic Anonymous, there is nothing out of order. You know. And if I had a subtopic for there ain't nothing out of order, it would be there is power in the pain. There is power in the pain. I came here Narcotic Anonymous, and I was aching and I was hurting. You know, I was in emotional pain, I was in physical pain, I was definitely in spiritual pain because I didn't know who God was. I thought I was God. So that brings on pain itself. That brings on the biggest pain. See, this thing here of Narcotic Anonymous is a setup. It's nothing but a total set up. You know. See, what happens is, by nothing being out of order in the pain that we endure, see, what happens is, if we don't have pain, and pain is one of my best friends. You know. And then after the pain, after I became to know pain, I had two other friends, and they were peace and comfort. But I couldn't have no peace and comfort till I knew pain. And I had to know I'm good. I couldn't run from pain. I had to deal with pain. See, in Narcotic Anonymous, you got to deal with pain. So ain't nothing out of order when you stub your toe. Ain't nothing out of order when you go back out. Ain't nothing out of order when you get a disease bigger than the one that you have. Ain't nothing out of order. You're supposed to be here. You're responsible for everything that goes on in your life in Narcotic Anonymous. Because ain't nothing out of order. I came here in 84, July 84. You know, that's my quantity of clean time. My quality of clean time fluctuates. My quality of clean time fluctuates. It goes day by day, minute by minute, second by second. That's how I have to use my recovery. You know. What happens is, it being a setup, we come in Narcotic Anonymous, and we be hurting. We be showing up hurting. We get that first glimpse of relief when we stop using. I got it when I first stopped. You know, when I stopped using, because I struggled for 18 years to stop using. Wanting to lay in the bed on Sundays. Don't want to steal nothing out the house at Christmas. You know what I mean? I struggle. The emotional strain of your loved ones not accepting you. It's a struggle. You know what I mean? The spirituality of the other adversary using you, being incarcerated by your disease. That's a struggle. But I found out when I got to Narcotic Anonymous, to and through the God of my understanding, that nothing was out of order. See, let me tell you something. Endurance and stamina is what we need in Narcotic Anonymous. And in the only way that you're going to have endurance and stamina is that you've got to go through some things. You've got to go through some pain. You know, you got to go. And why, you ask yourself, why I got to do that? I'm clean now. When I came in Narcotic Anonymous, I thought the war was over. I said, my God, one of the basic forms of life is acceptance. My family started accepting me back. You know what I mean? Things started getting a lot better. But things still was happening in my life that were hurting me. And I couldn't understand it because all my life, all our lives, all we were based on is our disease and using. We only had one menu and one formula. And that was used. That was used till you couldn't use no more. But when I came in Narcotic Anonymous and I stopped using, the pain did not stop. And I got baffled. But the thing that unbaffled me was, I didn't pick up. I didn't pick up. I stood. I didn't pick up. You know. So what happens is, for us to receive the stamina and the endurance, when the pain comes, you have to ask yourself, why you got pain? Why do I hurt? This is why we hurt. I came in Narcotic Anonymous. I'm going to tell you real quick and real swift and real slow. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 points. I'm going to step down. And I think the God of my understanding will be through with me up here in Ocean City. I came in Narcotic Anonymous. I sit down. First thing that hit me was love. The second thing that hit me was acceptance. You people accepted me. The third thing that hit me was security. I felt secure around you people because you people were feeling the same thing I was feeling. I couldn't get that out there. But you people accepted me, you loved me, and I, how the youngins tell you they could feel you? I could feel you. I could feel you. But what happens is, in this formula, in this setup of Narcotic Anonymous, we come in here. We come in these rooms and we ask ourselves, why do I have to hurt anymore than I don't use? This is why we have to hurt. We're coming in here. We haven't found a God. We come in here. We think we God. So we have to go a roundabout way to find out who's the real God. Because our God is based, our God, because I'm never alone, our God is based on self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-seekedness, greed, jealousy, anger, rage, insecurity, low self-esteem, impatience, intolerance, all that, non-mercy, all of those things is our God. Because we're incarcerated, walking around in Narcotic Anonymous. So the God of our understanding gives us some mercy. You notice how a person come in these rooms and say, I'm here only by the grace of God. They don't know what they're saying. They're saying it because they heard it from somebody else. That's it. It sounds good. He got 5 years. It must be okay to say it. I'm here only by the grace of God. He got 10 years, so it must be all right to say it. I'm here only by the grace. They get slick with it. By the grace. Yeah. You know. But I'm here only, truly, by the grace of God, which is a gift. Now, when I first came to Narcotic Anonymous, I had something real slick. I said, hi. I'm Frankie, and I'm a God-gifted recovering addict. I used to sit home in my medicine cabinet mirror and look and say, Jack, you sure look good. No grill, shining though. Grease in my hair, arms are smelling good. I said, Jack, you are God's gift. Something I heard on a record. But I found out that I'm really, truly a gift from God. And I'm here only by His grace and His mercy. His mercy is His forgiveness for me. His mercy is His forgiveness for me. So I found out in Knockout, His grace gave me one thing. His grace gave me the steps. His grace gave me a way out. His grace gave me a formula. His grace gave me something that nobody else could give me. His grace gave me some steps that will step me into where I need to be. And that's with a relationship with Him. Because I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know how to deal with this God that I had become inside of me. I mean, I felt comfortable with this God I had inside of me. I felt comfortable with self-centeredness. Why not? I felt comfortable with being angry about nothing. Why not? I felt comfortable about being impatient about everything. They ain't here yet. They ain't here. You know, like I'm waiting on the dope man. I felt comfortable because when we come in here, we cope with all that. That's our disease. But what happens is our God gives us a formula, and the formula is in the steps. Now, if we come in here, we come in here as a hope step, which is the second step. When you don't receive the second step, that means the inability to know the truth. That means that we come in here and we walk around for 20 years and still don't get it. That means that we're pseudo-intellect, but it's all right because ain't nothing out of order. That means that we're pseudo-intellectuals. That means a person that don't know that they don't know. You know what I mean? And their self-centeredness carried them through His grace, through the fellowship. Crazy as a bean pie. But the second step deals with hope. Hope comes from the mind. It deals with the future. It takes you from the future into the present. The present is the third step. That's where we deal with the nitty gritty and we get rid of the God with the little g. In the third step, which is our faith step. Faith comes from the heart. Faith is our servant. Faith works for us. That's what it does. It is in the present. See, when you know that you know, that you know, that you know, that means you done been through some things. That means you done been through the wall. Can't nobody tell you anything no more like they did on the corner. They can't do it. Your endurance lets you stand for some things in Narcotic Anonymous because of the God of your understanding. Now, how come I still have pain? Why do I still got it? Well, there's a will I found out through the God of my understanding, who loved me very dearly, who knows me, who comforts me, who carries me, who takes me from place to place. He has a will that He uses specifically for us people in Narcotic Anonymous. In the name of this wheel, He has three. He has three wheels. Three is the number of excellence. That's what it is. So what happens is, I'm going to use His second wheel. Now I know y'all saying, what is this first one? You'll get it later. Ain't nothing out of order. His second will is His, they call it His permissive will, where He permits addicts like us to go through things. He permits addicts like us, and we always ask them, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, late at night when ain't nobody there, in the bed, We ask the God of understanding, why am I going through this? You know what I mean? Why do I have to deal with this? Why can't I stop doing that? I'm tired of doing that. I need to live a better way. Why do I have to procrastinate? Why does lust issue keep me in bondage and incarcerate me? Why I can't shake this thing? I stopped using. This is 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Why I can't deal with this gambling thing I got? I'm sick of it. Why I can't get rid of it? Why I just can't have one woman? I got to have 5 or 6. Why I just can't have one man? I got to have 5 or 6. Why am I insecure about these things? Why I got such a low self-esteem about myself and I got 10 or 15 or 20 years clean? Why? I don't understand it. Why that stuff ain't left me yet? Why can't I be who you want me to be? Why can't I be myself? Why do I have to be somebody else? Why? Why can't my name be Frankie? Why did it have to be Bob, John, or Pete, or Paul, or Judy, or Jane, or Cynthia, or Kathy? I want to be me, so why? Because it's permissive will. See, we have to go through things in life because we have to build stamina. See, there's power in the pain. There's power in the pain. When you're confused, what you do? When we're confused, you know what we do? We go to the God of understanding. We have one. If we go to ourselves, we're going to stay confused. But the divine order of things, the formula, which is a setup, because what happens in narcotic anonymous, you get tired of going to yourself. The inability to know the truth, you get tired of going to yourself. You get tired of getting those same crazy answers that you ask yourself. You get tired of it. So what happens is, the pain takes you to somebody else. The pain takes you to a meeting. You know, and then the godly understanding, what he does is, he gets you to a meeting and you sit down and somebody answers the question to the pain that you want the question to answer to. So what happens is, we come in here, we sit down a while, and what happens, his permissive will, how he gets the glory. See, he's getting the glory now. He's getting the glory by me standing up here. See, everything that I'm talking about is what I go through. Everything what I'm talking about is what I've been through. There's nothing out of order in Narcotic Anonymous. He placed me here. I went through what I had to go through so you guys can see and feel me. And say one thing, he's going through the same thing I'm going through. But wait a minute. He going on 17 years clean. What is he doing going through that stuff? Because the game never stops. The game never stops. The pain never stops. See, he makes us responsible for the pain that we have. Because he knows there's a blessing in the pain. See, he knows ain't nothing out of order. See, when somebody goes back out and use, ain't nothing out of order for those people. Because you got to be right and you got to be tight, because this is business here. This is serious business. You cannot be shucking around in here and carrying some mess to somebody. And the only way that you can stop crying mess to people is you got to get the message. And the only way you get the message is you got to go through some things. And if you don't stand here to go through some things, people are not going to get the message. You know. So, I'm getting ready to sit down. I just like to say one thing. Ain't nothing out of order, you know, not in my life, because I found out through the steps of Narcotic Anonymous, is that what they did for me is they simply took me out of self. The steps takes me out of bondage. That's all the steps does. The steps tell me that I am the creation and not the creator. Because for years I thought I created everything. I created the women. I created the men. I wanted you to do what I wanted you to do. I created everything. This is my world. This Narcotic Anonymous is mine. Everything. And I was simply incarcerated. I was a dead man walking. That's what I was. And thought I was on top of everything. Put me a suit on, or put me some slacks on, some gaiters and whatnot. You couldn't tell me nothing. I own the world. I own the world. But thank God for the pain, because the pain brought the peace and the comfort that I need. And what happens, it happens every day. I get a daily renewal. Some days are better than others. Some weeks are better than others. You know. But when the pain comes, I know when to stand tall. I love you, and God bless you. And the God of my understanding love you. And I'm going to keep coming back.
Once again, my name is John. I'm a recovering addict. And we'd like to thank both of our speakers, Lisa R. and Frankie L. Okay, we have about 40 minutes left. And if anyone at all would like to come up to the microphone and share, please do. Is there anybody that'd like to come up here and share?